Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl in the Bud. It's Friday, and we're rocking, getting ready for the weekend. I'm joined today by our main rocker, Frosty.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
You don't look like you're rocking today, Frosty.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I should be, though, right?
You're with us. And speaking of being with us, your soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. I'm so excited because I have three lovely women from Enjoy Magazine, or we have three lovely women from Enjoy Magazine today. But before we get into the juice of the best magazine in the North State, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
How are you doing today, Sharon?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
It's a great Friday.
Yes, it is. Well, hey, so you can get on with your show, I just want to say a couple of things. I am inspired by your Free Fire Radio show. To me, it is a place where the community can go and get fired up for freedom. And last night, Linda and Carl, for those out there who don't know it, had the opportunity to exercise some individual rights by being part of a little-known community here, and exercising the freedom to be a part of Community Access Television, where you guys did the No Veteran Left Behind. It was fantastic. The set was just awesome. And the guests, and it was an awesome, awesome show to see on our Community Access Television. And it was live. And I'll tell you what, I sat and watched it from beginning to end, just waiting for the car wreck, you know, or for the stretch it. And nothing happened. It just came off beautifully. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for doing that. And
well, thank you, Sharon. That's really nice of you to say. We Rob Burrows from the Northern California Museum that he's building provided all the props, you might say, you know, camouflage netting, field desk, rifle, swords, field chairs, communication setups. You know, I kind of, I went back in there and I started camoing up.
Looked like a MASH set.
It did. It looked like we were MASH, and I felt like Colonel Potter with Trapper John and Hawkeye across from me. So
I think it did wonders in making everybody feel more comfortable with the topic. It was the best thing I have seen on Channel 11 in so long. And Derek Moss and Frank Chavez and Tony Armstrong and your guests and yourself and Linda, I believe you did, you know, the powder and the makeup, and I don't know who ran camera three, but, you know, the other people I knew in there, and you all just did an awesome job, and I just thank you so much for your show, for being so community-oriented, and yet you deal with national and even matters of global importance, and I just hope that someday, just like people are really tuning in to your Free Fire show, that eventually, before we might lose it, people will start tuning in to our community access station here in town.
Well, it's, I tell you what, it gives people a voice also. You know, as you know, we say that this show is for the people, by the people. And it is. That's why it's open line and people can call and we change subjects all the time. That's also what the Channel 11 can do for you. You can have your own television show about anything you want. And trust me, we've got some ideas here. We're going to be taking on some of the bureaucracies in the near future. Awesome. And we're going to use every media avenue that we can use.
Excellent. Well, you guys, you did a great job. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Okay, bye.
Hey, this is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have got a great show lined up here. Join us when we return.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This morning, I'm very excited, and we are taking your calls at 221-1402. I have the publisher, the other publisher, I have the owner, Yvonne, the publisher and the managing editor of our wonderful, wonderful, I don't know what you want to call this. It's not a rag. It's a fabulous, colorful magazine called Enjoy about Northern California living. And if you probably see these around, it's absolutely worth your time to pick it up and look through it, because it's a spectacular viewing magazine besides being incredibly informational. But let's start with our founder, Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here.
One of the questions that has been in the back of my mind, and I'm sure many of our listeners, is how did you conceptualize Enjoy, and where did it start, and what inspired you?
Well, we all came from KMS professional hair care business, and that's a beauty business, and we were the business sold, so we had to kind of jump out and start our own thing. So we started our own marketing and advertising company, and we were able to hold on to our client KMS. But with that, every time we'd have international visitors, every time we'd have people come to KMS, they wanted to see the sights of Reading and the North State. So we would take them around to see that, and we thought, how many people know about these things? How many people really go out there and appreciate what we have here in Reading? We also thought of it as a gathering place for Reading. It's a print publication, but it's actually a way to communicate to all of Reading, and it's our community. They're the ones that fill the pages.
Well, this month, June, is your largest to date.
Yes.
How many pages?
80 pages.
80 fabulous. I'm telling you, the photo work on this is really spectacular.
Thank you.
And I remember back in the days of, you know, Sacramento, I grew up there, and they started with a little magazine, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And it's just now they have two different mm-hmm. kinds of magazines. And I just commend you. And Kate, I have to tell you, the audience, these three girls are absolutely beautiful. Now I know that you come from KMS. I'm like, I get it now.
You know, the thing that I appreciate is we want to talk about Reading and trying to get Reading to be progressive. And it's sometimes it's difficult to do that. You know, our unemployment's been hitting hard. We've got all these things going on. But when you take a look at this magazine, this is a happy magazine. That's what I like about it. It's happy. It's upbeat. It's like, hey, this is what we can do. This is where we really are. This is the North State. This is Reading. And this gives, you know, it gives people an opportunity to look at this from other parts of the country, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to see it and say, hey, maybe we ought to take a look at coming to this place. You know, this may be the place we want to raise our kids and have our business.
And then you also talk about, in this particular month, you also talk about, well, every month I've read, but little out-of-the-way places that we might not know about mm-hmm. that you uncover. One of the recent places was in Cedarville at the Hot Springs Inn. We went up there. Many of our listeners knows that we went up there during Squirrel Week, right after Squirrel Week. What's that called?
The Squirrel Roundup.
Squirrel Roundup.
that's nicer than saying Squirrel War, where we were attacked by Islamic jihadist squirrels. So it was self-defense.
My next question is for Rhonda. Rhonda, on a daily basis, what is it that you as a publisher have to do?
I'm actually the managing editor.
Okay.
Michelle is
co-publisher,
yes. On my job is to receive the stories, talk to the all the writers who we've been really lucky to get, and I answer a lot of emails. So, yeah, lots and lots of emails. And we all wear lots of different hats, and that's just one of many that I wear.
So this is what I get. I get this energy thing that you all really are friends and you get along.
Mm-hmm. And we've all worked together for a long time.
So
yes.
That's great. You're like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to take a short break here. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Again, we're taking your calls, 221-1402. This is KQMS 1400.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My favorite tobacco emporium. I've been all over the world, and you know what? This is my favorite. Joel and Shelley put together the best selection of stuff that you could possibly pick from.
Why is it your favorite?
It's because I like all the girls in there, too, but and all the people that work there, because they're all pros. And
plus, you like the walk-in humidor.
I like the walk-in humidor. They've got every cigar that you could... They have every cigar you could possibly imagine. And they also have Espresso Joe's, which is coffee of any kind made by Kimmy and the ladies there who are experts. Joe and Shelley, they have supported our community and our veterans. Go visit them.
Our guests today, Yvonne Mazzotta, Michelle Adams, and Rhonda Ball, three lovely ladies from Enjoy Magazine. And right now we'd like to talk to Michelle. Michelle, who is publisher of Enjoy Magazine. Michelle, tell us what goes on in the office on a daily basis and what when you walk in the door, what happens for you?
Actually, it's a big juggling act, really, because we have to take care of our in-house clients, which is our main business, and handle the work of Enjoy. So it's where it's always hopping in the office. And right around deadline time, it's very crazy because we're all trying to get everything together. Part of my job is designing some of the layouts, along with Matt Briner, who is our art director and a fabulous designer, and Amy Holtson, who is one of our graphic designers and new with us. But we are always going nonstop. It seems like we always hope that there's a little breath of air that, you know, we can get caught up right after the magazine goes out, but we're on to the next issue. And really, it's just a great team effort, and Rhonda does a fabulous job of managing all the stories and getting us in line, telling us what we've got going next. And so I just kind of go with the flow and let the team do what needs to be done. But it's a great group to work with. And like everybody says, we learn something new about the area every issue. And I've been here for over 30 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to learn the new things and the things to appreciate about the area and the people to appreciate. So,
well, that's what we have up here. We have a great spot to live in this world in the North State. Now, Dancing with the Stars, July 11th.
Woohoo!
Yvonne, the lovely Yvonne, the striking blonde woman, is going to be one of the contestants. What have you started yet?
No, I haven't started yet. I'm a little nervous, but I keep, you know, my head keeps going back to sixth grade when I was on stage and this is going to date me, and they were playing Elton John and I had to dance to that. So,
well, it was ABBA for me, honey. So all that's right. Really dating.
Hey, it was Bill Haley in the comments for me. So, you know, you want me to feel sorry for you? I don't think so.
Now, this year they're doing the tango.
Yes.
And a salsa?
Yes.
Okay, so with tango, I'm sure it's all about the attitude.
Absolutely.
And the snap.
The hip.
And the snap.
The swing. Yeah.
Right. And the
salsa. Swagger.
Oh, my gosh. Well, did you watch Dancing with the Stars diligently this year?
You know, I did. Not diligently, but I did watch quite a few.
Oh, I'm sure there's reruns because it's amazing to watch how they grow. Don Burton did the show last year, and he was just absolutely superb, and he said it was one of the best experiences of his lifetime because I think people hit their walls and they keep having to go through their wall and keep having to go through their wall. And so that's a great experience. So congratulations on that.
The courage.
To do this. Courage.
But, you know, here's the good thing is that everybody out in the audience is pulling for you. Mm-hmm. Every one of them is pulling for you because everybody knows how tough that is. And they also say to themselves, even if it's in the deep, dark recesses of their mind, I don't want to do that. And so that it's a great thing to get up there. And plus, it's a great fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are getting behind something, too, or you've created this. It's very much like Central Park, but right here in Reading. Can you tell us what that is?
Movies in the Park begins June 5th, this a week from today.
So tell where is it and what can one expect?
It's going to be in Caldwell Park. It begins at about 8:30 in the evening on Friday night. This month, we are supporting a cause in June. Every month, actually, in the summer, we're supporting a cause. This one is to support the K-9 unit for Reading Police Department. So any donations we get goes directly to the Reading Police Department for the K-9 unit. We're going to be, our first movie is Because of Winn-Dixie. So, and that's Friday, again, June 5th, and starts at 8:30. And then the movie actually will have some announcements to begin, and then we will have the movie start at dusk.
So this is a family affair. This is a great time. It's summertime. bring a picnic. Do you have vendors? Will there be vendors?
We will have some vendors,
okay,
yes.
So if you can't make a picnic and you're rushing, you can probably get a hot dog or a pizza, piece of pizza or something.
Popcorn.
I don't know.
Popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
ice
cream.
I'm there.
No, I'm just thinking, again, it's the North State, and its readiness come together to help out because things are tight, and everybody knows that. So they have done a number of things. They've raised money for the Missing in America Project. By the way, our heroes are back in Arlington, and we'll talk about that later in the show. They've helped with the one we just had, Senior Idol, to raise money for our seniors to help pay for the electrical cost that they wouldn't have with the cost of energy going up. And then now you have Enjoy Magazine and the people involved with that, again, to help our community, not themselves, but to help our community. And that is what is so great about Reading and the North State.
So with that in mind, would you stick around with us for a little bit? And we'll come back after the break.
Sure.
I think we have a few more things to cover, and we're going to take calls. This is Carl and Linda Bott, your Free Fire Radio, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. As soon as I find my headphones, we're all ready to rock here. All right, we're going to finish up this segment with the Enjoy Magazine entrepreneurs who have done something that's really great here for our state.
We're going to start with the managing editor. These are like big titles. Ooh, I'm telling you. Rhonda Ball, closing thoughts. Feelings.
I would like to just say that we've been really lucky with the writers that we have and the photographers that contribute photos. And I just want to thank them for making us look good. Mm-hmm. So.
And you look good. You look good. Michelle Adams, our publisher.
I think we're all just going to reiterate the same thing, that we have just been so blessed with how the community has embraced us. The people who have come to the table and just supported us, who have contributed to the magazine and just made it the beautiful publication that it is, and that have just helped us to continue to grow it every month. It's just exciting to see the new things that are developing each month.
Yvonne.
Well, I just want to say thank you for really bringing our magazine to light here today. And I, again, feel like our little team has really gone great guns with this magazine, and we're really proud of it. But it's our community that has filled the pages, and we're really, really happy to see that. And I think in the future you're going to see more of that grassroots type of events and type of philosophy. And I think it's embraced in this world right now.
Well, we love the fact that, Reading has such a grassroots mentality and a feeling, and that the way that we've had any kind of success in anything that we've done is because our community here is unlike any. I've lived all over the world, too. And to come, this is where my home is. And Carl and I both decided we want to live here. This is where we want to grow us. And growing us is being in the veins of the community. I think we have some other people we need to thank as well and do a shout out. I'd like to give one to Carrie Regan. You go, girl.
Absolutely. And then we will also want to say a special thank you to James Mazzotta, who is actually spearheading the Enjoy Movies in the Park, and to Michael O'Brien, Casey Beck, and Debbie Hopkins, who are our great salespeople, and Brittany Stratton, who is doing a great job at just helping with our events, helping manage different accounts, and just the whole team is just a great team, and we're thankful to have them.
Now, for people that just arrived in our fair city or just traveling through and listening to our show, as they usually do, hundreds of thousands that are out there, you can find Enjoy Magazine almost everywhere, right?
Yes, we've got newsstands all over the North State, and it is mailed into, which is a different philosophy. It is mailed into 10,000 homes and businesses in this area.
There you go.
Well, we've simulcast now 1400 simulcast with
1670,
which we can hear in Cedarville, we can hear in Shasta, we can hear all the way down to Williams. It's a 10,000 watt station. So those people who are listening that might be in the outlying areas, you are part of the North State. So pick up a copy of Enjoy Magazine and go to www.enjoymagazine.net and get on the list. It's really a fabulous publication.
I have a question. So next year when we go up there to defend our state against the invasion of the squirrels, Can I write an article about that and have a picture of my beauty in here in her camouflage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right. You know, it's again, Enjoy Magazine comes through for the community. So, hey, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Great. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got a number of things we want to hit. I know we got some people calling in on the line, anything from pictures and photos, but also some things are happening right here in the North State, including what's going on with our national parks, including the ones just around us. And I think that's a pretty important topic that we need to address. Plus,
Tank,
Transmission Authority of Northern California. I was briefed on that one yesterday. And, you know, we talk about personal freedoms and what slavery really is, the loss of your personal property. I think we've got to take a hard stand on this, my friends. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
My wife is what you call a fashion
on Churn Creek across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Steve, good morning.
Morning. This is Carl?
Yeah, this is Carl. Good morning.
This is Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
We're here at Arlington. We just buried Mr. Dunn. In about an hour, we'll be doing another one. It was about an hour between each burial.
Okay.
Oh, Steve, so can you kind of paint a picture for us?
Everybody's out here. We're pretty much refreshed from this long trip. Boy, we got jets flying over, and you can't really hear too much.
Well, we just like to say is how proud of tell everybody how proud Redding is of you all for this trip back there. That we've been following it, we've been talking about it, and now that we've started to bury our heroes from the North State here, and then I guess Corporal Dunn, the Medal of Honor recipient, will be buried later on today.
Yeah, he'll be made. See, Mays will be last, and then we got, I can't remember.
Callahan.
Tired. Been a long trip.
Yes, it has. And we have, if you go to the ShastaLaker.com or our website, FreeFireRadio.com, you can follow this. And I saw the photos from yesterday from the wall and the Korean War Monument and the World War II Monument. Y'all have been very busy.
Yeah, we did a... Yeah, we did that yesterday. I couldn't quite do it all myself, but with the help of Dave and a few others.
Hey, Steve, was this the first... Steve, can you hear me?
Hello, Steve?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
Steve, was that the first time you were at the wall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're talking to Steve. As I know, Steve, he is a Vietnam veteran, so that must have been, I don't even know how to describe that, the feeling it must have been for you to see the wall.
Yeah, I didn't think it would get to me, but it did.
It usually...
yeah, it was pretty rough. But we're getting through this, and like I say, we got two more funerals to go. And they're having a lot of funerals out here every day, so that's why the pause on why we have to wait.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, we sure appreciate, again, what y'all have done.
Representing
Redding and the North State, and that we want you to have a safe trip back.
And all the people that's been with us, that's followed us partway, all the way, the soldiers, the friends we've made, it's just amazing. I'm really amazing what we've been through. 86 miles of 4-lane freeway completely blocked off just for us. It's just unreal.
It is because people care. People care across America for what y'all have done and what you stand for. You know, this is something that should have been covered every day by a national network, but, you know, they're so busy doing some other things that they feel is more important. The way that you have honored our veterans and our heroes and the way America has honored you all has just been spectacular. And, again, we can't tell you how proud of you all we are.
Well, like I say, it's been an experience. But we're all... we're all in a good good mood. Everybody's, you know, getting along real good and everything. So
great. Now, look, when you all get back, we're going to have a number of you all on so we can talk about this. But thank you so much for calling, Steve.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to grab me some water. It's awful muggy here.
Okay.
Real muggy.
Hey, Steve, with that big beard of yours, so you're going to need a couple bottles. But you know what? You guys are in our thoughts. We think of you every day. We talk about you guys every day. We're on the street. We're talking about you. People are coming up to us and saying, what's happening with the guys? We tell them, go to Shasta Lake or Linda Hartman's blogging. So, Steve, your call this morning means so much to so many of us. God bless.
Okay. Real nice talking to you this morning. And
give everybody our best.
Okay, I will. And I'll see if you're not on tomorrow.
Nope, we're not on tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday.
Okay, well, we'll be probably on the road back. I don't know which directions everybody's going, but I'm sure somebody will get with you.
Okay, Steve. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Steve is a wounded veteran, disabled veteran, and made that trip kind of at the last minute, drove his car there because his legs are injured. So he went all the way back there. But, you know, again, what heroes we have.
Well, Steve and I have just found out on this trip when we took off first leg with them that Steve and I share a birthday together. And I said, no wonder I like you so much. But wow, that is so moving. And you know that when they come back, we have to have them on the air. So many people inquiring about what it's been like. And I think it's probably one of those things, Carl, that no matter what they talk, how they describe it, we haven't been in it.
No,
so.
Unless, you know, it's like combat. Unless you've been there, it's hard to understand it. However, in something like this, America turned out. America turned out and through the heartland when they were there. And like Steve said, shut down 86 miles of freeway so they could bring our people through and the people that have joined them and as an honor. You know, I mean, how great is that? You know, I would have loved to have seen some video of that, of them going down there. So anyway, 220 parks are proposed to shut down, a number of them right up here in the North State, including Bernie Falls. You know, and Bernie Falls makes, I think, $90,000 to $100,000 a year, and they're saying it costs more than that to keep it open and running. And my numbers could be wrong. I'd have to go back and take a look at it. We talked about how you raise money. Let's talk about privatization. Why not lease out the running of the parks to a private company? I bet you they'll make a profit on it. And the other thing, too, is, to me, this is incredibly stupid. To shut down parks and beaches. Why? Why do people come to California? Well, I know a lot of them come across the border because, you know, they want to live here. But, I mean, why do tourists come to California? It's not just Disneyland and SeaWorld. They come to see our parks. They come to be on our beaches. So let's shut down one of the major money makers for the state. Now, does that make sense? How about this? What if we go back to all the 1,000 commissions we have in the state, including the Far Pacific Islanders Commission and a few of these others, and why don't we start, like, shutting those down? You know, why don't we start taking a real good look at privatization of some of these, just, I mean, a lease, not forever, but if, say, give them a lease for 2 or 3 years to run something like this. I just feel like there's better things to do than to cut out our parks and recreation facilities, because that's why people come here.
Today is open line, so we're going to be taking your calls. Let's go to the phones.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just called in to remind everybody that tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Reading Memorial Grove by the Convention Center, we will rededicate that grove and the beautiful monument and the benches that are dedicated to the people that started and kept it going. It's just 11 o'clock tomorrow at the Reading Veterans Memorial Grove there by the Convention Center. It's going to be a nice rededication, not long. The whole thing will take about everything as far as the rededication and the normal events will take an hour. We have Ray John rededicating. We have Wally Wessel, Marine Colonel, who's going to be the keynote speaker in the event. And there will be a free lunch for those who attend right afterwards, put on by some wonderful people here in Reading. The big thing of this whole rededication is this was a community support. Hardly any money was spent. It was done by our community for the veterans and their memories.
Well, I tell you what, that's, again, Reading is like this. And, Jim, it's tomorrow at 11 o'clock?
Yes, sir, at the Reading Convention Center Grove.
Convention Center Grove. Now, I also understand there's another memorial service going on for Colonel Sweat.
Yes, sir. And That'll be it. I cannot speak too much on that because all I have is what I've read. But it's going to be for Medal of Honor winner Jim Sweat, who his first day in combat shot down 7 planes. He was an interesting fellow, one of the nicest men you'd ever meet. He passed a little while ago, and they're going to put on a very nice honorarium for the colonel and his...
Out at the airport, team. I understand.
Sorry.
That'll be out at the airport.
At the airport, yes, sir, at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. Thank you so much, and we have to take a break here. Thanks for your phone
call. Take care. Bye.
You bet. It's Carl and DeBott. We're going to take a quick break. We've got the phone lines lit up again, and we will come back to you all as soon as we return from these messages. KQMS News Talk, 1400. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBott. Clark, good morning. We don't have a lot of time.
I know you don't, and I want to thank you very much for you being on the radio.
Well, thank you so much.
A real quick note, I went to a town hall meeting right after Schwarzenegger was elected, and our elected officials from Sacramento were trying to do an audit on the properties that the state of California owns, and they came up with a conclusion that if California liquidated their real estate holdings, which they don't use, and there's a lot of detail that goes with this statement, we would take care of our debt.
Oh, I have no doubt that that's true. I think that there's the state of California owns so much that they could turn over to conservatories, they could sell it to enterprises that we could get out of this. You know.
American.
So how do we as taxpayers initiate this? One of the things that Anistead said when he was here was that if you go talk to the people that have been appointed to office or that are salaried state employees, they tell the elected officials, we'll be here long after you're gone.
Oh, yeah. It's a syndrome.
So that's the problem. How do we get to the bottom of this?
Well, you know, they say that bureaucracy, you know, the three parts of government, you know, as a, you know, legal and elected, you know, the House of Representatives,
sure.
You know, all that. They say the fourth one is the bureaucracy. And,
yep.
And you're right. And that syndrome is I'll be here way after you're gone has got to be ended too. So
how do we get our elected officials? How do we help our elected officials get through this web?
Well, that's something. You know, that's a whole show we could talk about on that one. But,
yes, it is.
But that's a great thing, and we've got the lines lit up here. But hey, Clark, thank you so much for calling.
Carl, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye, George. Good morning.
Hi, Carl. Back again. Hey, you know, for over 50 years, I've heard every time we get into a low stock, we've overspent. Now we need to cut the schools, the fire department, police department out, and others that are important and very crucial. And now we sit here with all these maintenance crews that are way overloaded. We're paying a terrific amount of pensions, state and city both, and county, that we could do away with that and go to private industry. Years ago, I had the only open PO for the maintenance of the parks and what have you in Reading. And we got along just fine until they got greedy and wanted to do it themselves.
Well, that's the thing, George. And that's something that we are advocating from here at Free Fire Radio, is that why not take a good look at privatization? Why don't we ask our city council, why can't we privatize some of this? Why do we have to keep spending money as we do with unions in this? Why do we still have the Civic Center? Can we take a look at having at leasing that out and having somebody else run it and make a profit out of it instead of losing $1 million?
Yep.
Thank you so much for your phone call, George.
Thank you, Carl.
But, you know, it's I think we lost one. Oh, somebody else is calling in. But
we're running out of time here again. It's Friday, and it's been open call here. We'll be back Monday. Well, we might have time for this first caller if it's a quickie.
We've got an open line every day. No matter what we've got going, we've still got open line. And that's the best thing. Yeah, I hope you all have a great weekend. We do have somebody on the line here. Jim, you got like 30 seconds.
Okay, that when people come or down here, they bring money into here, they pay sales taxes. That helps the state. One, the world they go to work for, so they can't.
Jim, you're breaking up. I don't know if you're on a cell phone or what, but we can't hear you. But we've got to go here. But I think you're saying is, why shut these down if we're making money out of it? So, again, privatization of these can help make money.
If you have questions, do email us.
That's right. And Monday, we're going to start looking real close on this Transmission Authority of Northern California. It's a land grab. It's a way of hurting 6,000 families here up in the North State. And we're not sure why they want to do this. Just remember, this is Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?